Some small business owners in the Victorian town of Morwell are worried that smoke and ash from a fire in an open-cut coal mine could send them broke. The state government's announced grants to help businesses which are affected by the fire, which has already burned for more than 3 weeks. But business owners say they don't think it'll be enough, and they'd like to know what the company that operates the coal mine will do for them, Simon Lordo reports.
The smoke and ash that's driving people to leave South Morwell is robbing businesses of customers. Local cafe and restaurant owner Chris Giddens says his business is down about $10,000 a week.
Like on Friday night, we only had three in for dinner, and normally have 40 come in. People are keeping away from Morwell at the moment.
And what impact has that had on your businesses?
Oh, well, you know, the creditors are at the wait, so it's just a matter of hoping that things are improved quickly.
Are you genuinely worried about your own survival as a business?
Yes, I am. Extremely worried.
George Labros manages a liquor shop and deli in South Morwell. His trade is down by around 40%.
There have been staff members sent on leave and other staff, casual staff, told to take some time off in order for things to improve beforehand.
Clothing on the shelves of David Panther's menswear store has been fouled by the smoke and ash. Mr. Panther says the fire could spell the end of some businesses in Morwell.
We have got insurance and we will be calling upon that insurance, but there would be other businesses that wouldn't be in that situation. And it would be a shame if we saw businesses close because of this event that's happening in Morwell at the moment. Permanently, I mean.
Do you think that's a possibility?
I'm sure it is a distinct possibility, particularly if the fire goes on for much longer.
The state government has responded by announcing a $2 million grant fund for businesses which have lost money due to the fire. Grants will be worth between $1,000 and $10,000. George Labros says it's good news, but it won't be enough in the long term.
Is that expected to cover us for how long? The damages might be long-lasting. How long is it going to take before customers actually start coming back to the town? We're not really sure about that.
And by the sounds of it, somewhere between $1,000 and $10,000 wouldn't cover all of what you've been through.
Considering the clock's still clicking, then it definitely wouldn't know.
Restaurateur Chris Giddens says business owners are also asking serious questions about the liabilities of the company which owns and operates the coal mine, GDF Suez.
Well, I think there's a lot of talk about the company. Company being the blame for not doing it properly.
What are business owners saying about it?
Same thing. You know, the company, they've taken shortcuts on everything. They're out to make money, not worried about health and safety. That's the problem.
Store owner David Panther says businesses remain in survival mode.
Once the fire is out, I think we can start getting our lives back together. Until then, it's going to be a holding pattern and just survival until we get past that point.
GDF Suez has rejected claims that it didn't do enough to reduce the likelihood of a fire taking hold in the coal mine. A spokesman for the company says it won't be able to respond to any compensation claims until after investigations are complete.
Simon Lauder.